Good evening, everyone. And by everyone, I mean the three of you. Welcome to this hearing of the Derry Township Board of Supervisors scheduled for Tuesday, June 13th, 2023, beginning at 5:30 p.m. I will call this meeting to order. The purpose of this hearing today is to review the proposed amendments to Ordinance 2023-05. Well, they are essentially the Ordinance 2023-05, which is an amendment to the Township's ordinances which permit dwellings for employees and students as a conditional use in the downtown core overlay. I'm not going to get into the whole item here, but that is the purpose of tonight's hearing. At this time, let me ask for Mr. Chrisman if he would conduct a roll call vote.
So, Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Whitehall.
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo.
Here.
There are four present, one absent, Mr. Chairman.
All right. And I recall that Mrs. Nutt indicated she would not be available. She would be out of town this week, so her absence obviously is excused for the purpose of this hearing and for our meeting which follows. That takes us to the first item on the agenda, which is the new business. This is a public hearing regarding proposed ordinance number 2023-05. It's as I indicated earlier. At this time, I will turn it over to Mr. Emmerich to properly introduce the topic and to lead the discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this ordinance amendment was initiated by Benchmark Real Estate on behalf of the Hershey Trust Company in concert with Hershey Resorts and Entertainment Company. The proposed text amendment would allow for dwellings for employees and students as a conditional use in the downtown core 9.1 overlay district of the Hershey mixed-use zoning. The details of the draft ordinance have been discussed at previous Board of Supervisors meetings. Pat Armstrong, legal counsel for Hershey Trust Company and Benchmark, and staff have reviewed and edited the document to what is being presented this evening. It's being presented as a conditional use, and within zoning, I really like conditional uses because it helps really sculpt what you're looking to allow. It also allows the board an opportunity during the course of approval of anything permitted by conditional use to add additional conditions based on the testimony presented at any hearing. I have within my agenda item itemized the text of the ordinance, which I'm going to assume everybody is familiar with at this point, and prefer not to read through items A through W, unless you so desire. I will point out that at the May 2nd, 2023 meeting of the Derry Township Planning Commission, they recommended the text amendment be adopted as written. Likewise, at the Dauphin County Planning Commission meeting of May 1st, 2023, they made a similar recommendation. Staff is recommending that the ordinance be adopted as written. So with that, I turn it over for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. And I would note that this proposed amendment has been the subject of considerable discussion between the board and the Community Development Department, as well as the subject of a prior hearing. We've had a significant amount of time to flesh out the concerns that the board had with this proposed amendment and to get to a point where we were comfortable that we could amend this ordinance for a very specific use in the downtown core in a way that accomplished the goals of the applicant, but also to every extent possible preserved at least addressed the concerns the board had about the kinds of development, the kinds of projects that otherwise might have been located downtown that we prefer not to be located down there, which also could have a significant impact on traffic. So we've taken all those factors into consideration, and we think we've arrived at the right solution. So does anybody have any questions for Chuck on this issue, anything you'd like to raise, whether it's a comment, question, or otherwise? All right, hearing none, I think that this, as you said, Mr. Brink, we've kind of fully vetted this at this point. We're comfortable. I haven't heard any feedback from the public that would lead me to believe that there are any concerns we haven't addressed. So with that, the next step is that we would...
So this is on your agenda this evening during the regular meeting for adoption, should the board choose to do so. It seemed like this was ripe for adoption. I didn't really expect much in the way of comment or concern.
Okay, and we don't have any members of the public present this evening. We certainly would open it up for a visitor or public comment at this time. If anybody were present here, they could. We'd certainly take into consideration any comments or concerns they have about this proposed amendment before we vote on it later. But seeing as there is no one from the public present, I don't think
we will vote on the calendar. New stuff. How long should this guys have to say?
Okay. We will move it.
I'm just asking.
Do you want to ask if they want to make any comments?
I actually don't want to ask that because I don't. I think that they are in good shape where they're at right now. So,
okay.
Be sure.
Mr. Emmerich, seeing as there is no public, there's no one from the public, I can close the public comment session. And then are we just adjourning this hearing and then we'll pick it up again at our supervisor meeting?
Sorry, I scheduled it so early.
No, it was good. It was closed.
You need to close the hearing?
Mm-hmm. I have to close it, but I just want to make sure that we... Yeah, so at this point, there are no questions from the board, no concerns. We're comfortable with the proposed amendment. No member of the public is present to add any comment or advise us of any concerns. So we will close public comment.
We're going to continue the hearing to the 7 o'clock meeting.
Okay, so we're not going to adjourn the meeting, we'll just continue it?
Yeah, we're going to continue it because, as far as I can tell, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, the only advertising we've done is for this particular hearing. We have not advertised the ordinance for the hearing at 7 o'clock, or the meeting at 7 o'clock, so we should, strictly speaking, continue it to the meeting, this hearing to the meeting at 7 o'clock, so we can vote on it at 7 o'clock.
That's a very good point, Peter. Our ad for the hearing did indicate possible adoption, and I think that's what Peter is saying, the reason to continue it on till the regular meeting, so that the ad is clear for adoption.
So do I need to, what's the procedure when we start the new meeting and we're going through the agenda?
You can, at this, when this comes up at 7 o'clock or thereafter, you can just state this, you know, we had a hearing advertised today at 5:30 on this ordinance. That hearing was held. No action was taken except that we continued that hearing to tonight's meeting, and now we're going to consider taking action on the ordinance.
Okay.
Because strictly under the MPC, you only can vote on an ordinance at a hearing that has been advertised or has been continued from an advertised hearing.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to move us to take us to a vote here. I was just going to simply adjourn this meeting, but you're saying we should continue.
You should have a motion and a second to continue this hearing to the public meeting scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight.
All right. So do we have somebody want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion that we continue the hearing till the 7 o'clock meeting.
All right, motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is our second. Seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Any questions or comments? Hearing none. All those in favor of continuing this hearing until tonight's 7 p.m. meeting when this item appears on the agenda, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes 4-0. Thank you. All right, so we've taken care of the business at this particular hearing. So now we need just a motion.